Harper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her missus. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing.
But we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her missus. Hello everyone, this is episode 17 of
Harper Bliss
and her missus.
We're recording this on Monday, 29 October 2018.
Hi, it's been a while.
Has it been a while since you last saw me?
No, not you. I'm talking to the listeners.
Yes, it has been a while. We were taken off grid against our will.
If I remember correctly, in the last episode, we said we would try and record one on the day before our move. But yeah, that didn't happen because it was just too busy.
That was impossible.
And then the week after that, we'd already moved into our new house, but we did not have internet yet.
What was that like?
It was very nice to be off the grid. I mean, you know, when I say we did not have internet, we still had our phones and you could still connect, you know, to the mobile networks and stuff, but reception doesn't appear to be that good on our network operator.
We were in an internet dead spot.
And we didn't have internet in the house, so it was very, I don't know, relaxing to, well, actually, because we could not do a whole lot of work. We did go to somewhere where there was internet a couple of times to do a little bit of work, but mostly we were just busy in the house, unpacking, getting, you know, furniture set up, everything.
Hurting our backs.
Yes, I managed to twist my back, and I mean, I suffer from that, you know, regularly. I kind of hurt my back, and it goes into a complete state of cramp, and I can hardly move. But
that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun, especially
when you have no internet to occupy yourself. Well,
and also, especially when it happens the day before you have to hand over your old apartment to the owner and you still have to clean quite a bit in it.
Yeah, that's true. And I was in a panic because I thought I would have to clean everything alone, but then you did it anyway.
Well, I drugged myself up with painkillers and then I soldiered through it because...
You're a soldier.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just have to do... I mean, I can't say that I was feeling very good the next day, but, you know, still... We managed to get it cleaned and hand back the keys and get back our security deposit and all of that. So that was good. But yeah, so I was a bit out of it.
Now we're in our move in our new house.
Yes, and we're recording this from my office because now we have my office and your office.
Harper's office.
Harper's office and Caroline's office.
It's strange because I'm like sitting on the other side of you. I see it from a different perspective.
Oh yeah,
because you do that more often.
My screens have switched sizes and switched sides in my new office. So
this is what you look like from this side.
Yes.
It's not bad.
Well, this is now the side that you're not now sleeping on as well. So you should know my profile.
We changed sides of the bed as well.
Yes.
Everything is different.
I know. Up is down and down is up. And there's a lot of up and down in this house. I
can
tell you that.
Our office is on the top floor. If you've forgotten something downstairs, that's a lot of stairs.
There are four floors in total. I mean, the basement, ground, first and second. So, yeah, and the kitchen is in the basement, some of it. So if you've forgotten something, like your glass of water, you have to walk all the way down.
I've taken to call this the fitness house.
Yes, I think it'll be good for our general physical condition, this house.
Yeah, but also to train your brain, because you really need to think, did I not forget anything? Especially you, because, I mean, you are sometimes a little bit forgetful.
Yes, that is true.
Then if you forget something, you get punished for it. You have to do stairs.
Yes.
So I think you will be less forgetful.
Maybe, and also we will develop buns of steel.
Buns so tight, they're bouncing off the wall.
Yes. That's what I'm looking forward to after a few weeks in here.
Yeah. But we're very happy in our new house.
Yes, so we've been here almost 2 weeks now.
Yeah, almost.
Yes, 2 weeks. On tomorrow it'll be 2 weeks.
And things are more or less arranged as they should be. I mean, there's still things to be done, but we can live here very comfortably now.
Yes, yes. Most important things are set up. We just need some... It's more aesthetics things that need to be sorted out and deciding which frame to hang where and all that kind of stuff, which is fun.
Yeah, and the cat's very happy.
Yes, the cat is really happy because I can really notice it because in the flat, she regularly woke me up in the middle of the night because she was, you know, restless and she wanted to play or she wanted her food or whatever. And now she's much better behaved during the night, I think, because she gets worn out much more during the day because she runs up and down the stairs a lot. And
you know, I think she forgets where we are sometimes.
Yes, because
you can hear her meow
when we. So we feed her just before we go to bed, because then she eats and she probably settle down and, you know, fall asleep. But almost every night, I can hear. We leave the door to the room ajar so that she can come in. And I. But you are usually wearing your headphones, so you don't hear.
Headphones.
Your earplugs. Sorry. So you don't hear. But I don't wear earplugs usually. And I can hear these. A few desperate meows coming from downstairs as if she's shouting, "Where have you gone? I'm all alone." But then a few minutes later, I can hear a trip, 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 trip up the stairs, and then she jumps on the bed.
I think sometimes she forgets. I wonder if she does that, if she's alone in the house.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very strange. But
we will never know unless we get a pussy cam.
Yes.
But yeah. We need to put one everywhere.
That would be too expensive.
Anyway, so we've moved house, so now we just have to start working.
Yes.
That would be good. We haven't done almost any work the past 2 weeks.
Yes, today was the first day of back to work.
But I think it's okay. I mean, there would have been a time that I would have really freaked out. Oh, no, work done, I'm behind. But, I mean, you know, moving house, it's a big thing in one's life. Huh? So I think we can give ourselves the time to adjust. And the work will get done because, you know, we've been doing this for a while. It always gets done.
Yes, so it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we're back to work now. And there is quite a bit to do.
In 3 weeks we're going on a holiday.
Yes. Just for 1 week. So, yeah. You know,
but this holiday has been planned for a year. Like, long before we decided to move.
Yes.
This holiday has been planned. We're going to Iceland. It's just for a week, but... it's a strict deadline to get a couple of things done,
mm-hmm.
Like Pingvin 9, which now has a title, More Than Words, will come out before we go to Iceland, so it will be out.
But there's still quite a bit of work to
do on
it. Yes,
I got a long letter from my editor with many suggestions on how to improve the book. And they're all, you know, they're all good suggestions.
So yes, they are.
There's some work to be done. I mean, obviously, before we had moved, I had planned to start writing a new book already, but I have not done that. I'm not doing that. It's not possible.
No.
Because, of course, I'm doing the co-write as well. And the deadline for the co-write with T.B. Markinson is that we get it to the editor before we go to Iceland.
Yes, so there's a lot of work to be done in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, and don't you have some covers to do?
I do, that as well. So, you know, as I say, there's a lot of work to do. I was going to start writing on my own book, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
NaNoWriMo, November starts
on
this week.
Yeah, I know.
Aye.
I'll have to see.
Yes.
We'll see.
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay.
So that's our next 3 weeks sorted with work.
Yeah.
But we had a few interesting things happen in the past 2 weeks.
Yes,
that
we need to come back to Christine and the Queens.
Yes, so the week of our last podcast, we were going to the concert of Christine and the Queens, which was really cool.
Oh, she's so amazing because she can do anything.
Yes, she sings really well. She dances really well. Her songs are really cool.
She's very charismatic as well.
Yes.
Plus, her songs have a message.
Yes.
I mean, for me, it's not always easy to figure out because, you know, my French is not that good. And the English translation is, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense. But like her song, The Wanderer, it has a clear...
The Walker. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. There's another song I know called The Wanderer. The Walker. La Marcheuse.
Yeah.
It has a clear message of, you know, being yourself,
yes.
No matter what anyone else says. I love her. But anyway, who was correct?
Well, I think she did speak only French in between the songs.
Yes.
But she had a few songs that were in two languages,
yes,
in French and English.
Yes, because that is their only version,
okay.
I believe.
You think?
I think, I mean, I will not say I'm 100% correct, but I would say 95%.
I can't remember which songs they were that she did in two languages. And
yeah, so. Because one of them, then she mixed in some, Kanye West or something. I mean, she can't do that in French.
No, I guess not. But I mean, maybe she just mixed in the Kanye Wests. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, I know for you it's very hard to say that I'm right about something.
Yeah, but you're not, because she sang some songs
in
English.
But that's why I'm saying I'm 95% right and you're 5% right.
Okay.
So, like, I'm mostly right. You were mostly wrong.
Yeah, okay, dear.
And I think the spirit of the thing, I was correct.
Well, yes, it was
that she would address us in French.
Yes, but that I thought would be
which
the
is
case.
Fine, huh? I mean, I prefer her songs in French. But we saw on the Graham Norton show she sang, in English, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
so
it was great.
But the concert was amazing.
It was really
amazing. We had a really good time.
Yes.
So yesterday we had a day of complete vegging out.
Yes.
It had been a while since we'd done that.
Yes.
And so we binge watched a show on Netflix. A Spanish show called Elite.
The Spanish, they're really on it, huh, with the Netflix shows.
Yes. So it has a few actors who are in La Casa de Papel, you know, Money Heist, which we've already talked about extensively on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few actors that are back from that. But and it's set in this elite secondary school
and
somewhere in Spanish.
Written by gays.
Oh, there was so much
gay
content.
Doubt. Yeah, but and also like it, I mean, these high school dramas, I think they're often written by gays.
These high school kids, they are all very, very grown up for high school kids.
They have
kids.
A lot of sex.
Yeah, they have a whole lot of sex. They do a whole lot of drugs.
Did you have sex like that when you were 16?
No. No. And, you know, they drink a lot. They have... Some of them speak like you know, like adults that are 30 years older, you know. But it's very entertaining. It was very entertaining.
It was so entertaining. It was the perfect entertainment because it has like a mystery and then all the intrigue with all the rich people versus the poor people.
Yeah. So the premise is there's a school, a high school that collapsed. The building collapsed, and three of the students there get a scholarship. And they're from a poor background or, you know, modest background, and they get a scholarship to go to this elite international school where the leaders of tomorrow are
and everyone formed. Is so pretty.
Yes. So and then, you know, and then it's the whole thing that the rich kids don't accept the poor kids, but then there's a whole lot of stuff
and they
happening.
Speak Spanish.
Yes,
which I do like. But I did notice a difference when we watched La Casa de Papel.
Mm-hmm.
The Spanish, it was different. I think the kids, they speak more in like abbreviated language and stuff.
Oh, maybe.
Not that I would be able to understand, but I hardly recognized any words.
No, it could be that they spoke more in slang.
Instead of por favor.
Yeah, and buenas, when they arrive home, instead of buenas tardes, you know. No, it's true. But... I think maybe in La Casa de Papel also the different characters maybe had different accents from other places because they were
maybe.
From different places in Spain, and here they're all from this very rich, I'm guessing, suburb of Madrid. I think that's where it's set. So, you know, it's a real binge show. There's only 8 episodes, so you can definitely binge it in a day.
That's a cliffhanger. Well, if you're us.
Yes.
Most people would maybe not binge 8 episodes in one day.
No, maybe not.
But I was feeling very, very, very poorly yesterday.
Very tender.
Oh, so tender.
Why were you
so
feeling
bad.
So tender? Because we still need to talk about that too.
Well, we went to this reunion of everybody, well, not everybody, but people who turned 40 in my village, in the village where I grew up. And it was free flow wine, and free flow wine is basically my enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I got a bit drunk,
mm-hmm.
we can say.
Yes, we can.
And then I also got violently ill.
Yes, it must have been something in the food.
Yeah, I think so. And then my Sunday, I could not do anything except watch television.
Yes.
So, but I think the concept of the reunion is interesting because I went to the same thing. They do it every 10 years. I went when I turned 30, but I don't think you came with me then.
No, I think I was out of the country.
Yeah. Lucky you didn't have to come.
Yeah.
but back then when I was 30, I had no idea that this would be my life when I was 40. There was like not even an inkling of all the things that have happened in the past 10 years, and then it makes you think, what will it be like when I'm 50?
Yeah.
Just like absolutely no idea that we would go to Hong Kong or that we would be writers and publishers. Like absolutely no idea.
No, it's true. The only similarity is that you were working in Brussels at the time.
Now you
live and work in Brussels as well.
I never thought I would live in Brussels.
A lot can change.
10 years is actually a long time, but it does go by. Looking back, everything seems like it has gone by so quickly.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The last 10 years were just pretty crazy, but I would say they were all right. But I think from 40 to 50 is going to be better.
You mean it's not going to go as fast?
I think it's going to be great.
Yes.
Not fast. It probably will go faster, I don't know. But, you know, time always goes fast and slow at the same time. It's not a discussion on time. It's a discussion of, you know, what will the next 10 years of my life be?
Yeah, I don't know.
What will happen?
I don't know.
Well, let's check in 10 years.
Will we still have this podcast?
Podcasting will probably not exist anymore. It'll be something else. Like, we'll be thinking things and then automatically transmit them.
You think in 10 years?
Yeah.
I think maybe that's a little bit.
I do too hope soon. I can have a self-driving car.
Well, you kind of already do, except I'm the driver.
That's not the same, because you always have to come with me.
Yes, that's true.
And there's Uber, but it's not the same either.
No.
So they'll just be like people won't own their car anymore. They'll just be like self-driving cars all around the city, and then you can just use them.
Maybe.
I think.
Maybe.
I don't know.
We'll see. We'll check back in 10 years.
Yeah, anyway, so that was the weekend taken care of.
Yes.
Also, we have subtitles on the BBC again, which is really great for my entertainment consumption.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. We thought about maybe having a podcast challenge in the future.
Yes.
For Christmas.
Yes.
And maybe we wanted to get some listener feedback on whether the listeners would enjoy that or not. So, what is the podcast Christmas challenge?
Well, I'm now thinking about the date. I think it would be the week of Christmas that we would record a podcast shorter than this, maybe 10 minutes every day.
Mm-hmm.
Just talk about our day and send you Christmas wishes and maybe prepare a little bit. I don't know. I can even sing Christmas carols if you like.
Well, maybe on the last one, because if you do it on the first one, we might not get enough other listeners.
Yeah, so the challenge would be that we would put out a podcast every day for that week.
But a short one.
Yeah, so the reason why is because I enjoy listening to our podcast so much. I want something to listen to during that week.
So if you listeners are also interested in, if you think this is a good idea and you would enjoy it, please, drop us a comment where you listen to the podcast or on our blog or, you know, wherever. And if you think that would be way too much and overkill, you can also let us know that.
Of course, we
don't want to do it if nobody's going to listen. So, yeah, you have a bit of time to think about it because there's still a bit of time before Christmas.
A little less than two months.
Yes.
November is starting this week.
I know.
Of course, if you don't record for 2 weeks, or it's actually been 3 weeks.
There were 2 weeks without podcast, so it's been 3 weeks since we recorded last.
Time goes even faster.
Yes, tick-tock, tick-tock.
Before you know it, it's 2019.
I know. Okay.
Well, I do want to say one thing.
Okay.
Maybe that I've... I'm going to have to write French Kissing 5 soon because I just signed the contract with Audible, but they have not like given me a deadline. I think I'm allowed to set the deadline myself, but you know, obviously I don't have to set it like in 2020. So I'm going to write French Kissing 5 is going to be my first book of the new year, and then now that Audible have bought the rights, I'm sure Abby Creedon will be back to record.
Yes.
You think she'll finally get in touch with me?
I know.
She did email me once, but I should maybe email her something.
Maybe.
I don't know yet. Maybe I should ask her to listen to our podcast.
Maybe.
Maybe not. Okay.
Okay, I think we've gone on for long enough for our comeback podcast.
Yes.
So I hope you tune in again next week.
Yes.
And bye-bye.
Bye-bye. you for listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses.
You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com.
We also have a favor to ask.
If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us.
Thank you.